Connecting doors. Communicating information. Track 23, page 16.
We'd like to welcome Dr. Amelin to our show today. Dr. Amelin is here to discuss bullying in our society and the effect it can have on a victim's life.
Thank you, Nady. First of all, I'd like to say that you don't need to put up with bullying or any other form of intimidation in your school or community. It's not part of life. It's a very serious act. There are different kinds of bullying that people confront. For example, there's verbal, physical, and social intimidation, extortion, which is a form of stealing, and cyberbullying. We see each of these forms of bullying in everyday situations. Do you know the definition of bullying?
Is it when somebody bothers you constantly?
Yes. The victim certainly feels that the intimidation never stops. Bullying usually involves three individuals: the bully, the victim, and the bystander. It is repeated, aggressive behavior from one person towards another. It is hurtful. There are often four ways a bully intimidates another person. They may call the other person names, make fun of them, gossip or steal from him or her. Bullying can be scary and embarrassing. It can make you feel that it's your fault.
Is there a reason why it continues to be a problem in our society today?
There are a few theories about bullying. We see it starting with some kids at a very young age. It's very common in adolescents because they are looking for attention. It also happens in many work environments between coworkers or even at home. It might be about something personal in their lives. It can also be a way to control others and feel superior.
What kind of person does a bully approach?
If you look confident, the bully loses interest in you because you show that you're not scared. But if you give the impression that you're not sure of yourself, you could be a great target for intimidation.
I'm worried about what I hear in the news about this subject. But sometimes we don't know when someone has this problem if they don't say anything. How can I tell?
There are certain signs you should look for. For example, does the person have trouble sleeping? Has he or she lost their appetite? Do they complain that they feel sick? Do they have problems concentrating? Sometimes children come home with personal possessions broken, or they may lose money. If you see that a person often has bruises or injuries and tells you stories that don't make sense, there might be a reason to be suspicious.
How can a parent help their child?
Teach your child to communicate. If an adult or a child is bullying them, they need to learn that they should ask for help. Your child does not have to live with this problem.
Thank you very much, Dr. Amelin, for your helpful comments.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.